What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Steve Lutz, West Kentucky Hilltoppers, I'm going to say champions this year and out at Huntsville. Coach Lutz, man, good to see you, brother. How you doing up there, man?
Man, doing good. No complaints this morning. Last time I seen you, I think we lost, so I shouldn't be complaining about where we're sitting right now.
No, you won. That was Mexico State. You won that game. Senior day.
Oh, okay, good. Good. I thought for some reason you were at Louisiana Tech and we ended up losing that game.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay, good. I like you a little bit more now.
I've been answering those charges.
Yeah, I feel you.
Hey, man, I must tell you, man, you had a tough end of year stretch throughout the Mexico State game. Talk about having your guys refocus for adversity while the games weren't close, but they didn't quite go your way.
Yeah, you know what? We had a couple of close calls on the road, like at Middle and FIU, and both of those games involved some officiating errors along the way. So those hurt. But the fact of the matter is we hadn't played real well in practice, and it had carried over into the games. And so, my main focus was just trying to get the guys recentered and recalibrated and refocused on the Conference USA tournament, because at the end of the day, you know, we wanted to win the league, and we were in a position to win the league at several points during the year, and we didn't get it done. So we had to make sure that we were playing our best basketball as we headed out, down to Huntsville.
And, Coach, was it more so watching film and getting them to apply the film to the court, doing more team-centered drills, kind of get guys back and rhythm together? I know when you start going on a ski, you're trying to find ways to reignite the fire. So kind of what ways did you use to kind of get your team back preset to make this run in Huntsville where you played so well?
Yeah, you know what? It's a little bit of both. Number one, our defense towards the end of the season was lacking. And we needed to get refocused on defending the basketball and defending one-on-one. Still being in great help position, but at the end of the day, making sure that we were in – you know, in great position in guarding our man. And so we had to get refocused there. And then, you know, we had three senior days. We finished on the road towards the end of the season on three separate occasions, senior day at Liberty, at Middle Tennessee, and at FIU. And those days are hard to win on the road on a senior day. It just is. But at the end of the day, we just needed to make sure that we got back focused on the defensive end, because we had scored the ball fairly well the entire year. Obviously, we averaged over 80 points a game in league play. So that one wasn't our problem. We just needed to get focused on the main things, you know?
100%. You know, that's sometimes kind of the hardest thing about when you win a lot, as you and I both know. The defense habits sometimes start to get lax when you win, because you kind of like, well, we're winning the game, but you're still having those slightly bad habits creep in, and then they'll bite you when you suspect it. So, like you said, scoring the ball is a thing. Always we try to win those games, man. Kind of keep guys really complacent about defense.
Right, right. And sometimes you score the ball so well that guys think that they can just outscore the other team. And I'm not saying that that's exactly what happened to us, but that's certainly part of the reason that, you know, that we had a little bit of – we had some issues.
And, Coach, like you said, man, like you said, we're in the league is great in the regular season, but main thing, like you said, kicking at the right time in Huntsville. And you guys came out the blocks hot against New Mexico State again, played them very, very well. Getting that first game down there against those guys, how tough was it when you played Middle Tennessee and then having some left in the tank where you played Joe and his guys with UTEP?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, again, I thought that we were practicing much, much better as we headed into the league tournament. And, you know, obviously against New Mexico State, it was a good game back and forth, but I thought our defense was as good as it had been, you know, in a while. So we were able to get some, you know, some stops, and we were able to get some runouts, and we were able to get, you know, going downhill and getting towards the rim. And that certainly helped us, because then, you know, now you start making some threes, and then once you do all that, man, you're a pretty potent offense. So it worked out well for us. You know, obviously you've been to several of our games, so we play a lot of guys. So I never really was worried too much about, you know, being tired and those sorts of things, just because we don't play anymore. We don't play anyone more than, you know, 24, 25 minutes a game. So I felt like we'd have plenty of, plenty of gas in the tank, you know, as we headed into the weekend.
And no, what I love about what you did, Coach, man, like your guys is just looking in their eyes, man, they're so focused, man. I could just see what Don was doing, leading the way. You got your young freshman coming out there, man, doing the tigging. I mean, I just saw top to bottom guys locked in. And I saw, especially the Middle Tennessee game, how it all came together. And you all just did everything the right way. Both guys double figures, man. Talk about that piece of it, knowing it on your roster. You got balance on up and down the roster. You got some of that depth. So we play against a team like, you know, as you're going to play Marquette. You can throw stuff at them with guys who you trust who've been playing all year long.
Sure. I mean, obviously that's a strength of ours, is that we have a lot of guys that can play, and guys that have played major minutes in big games, right? You want guys to have experience in big games, and we certainly have that. Obviously Marquette's a little bit, you know, a different animal. I know that, you know, Shaka's got a very good team. They're really talented, and they've been great all year. So, you know, we'll have our hands full. But, you know, I think that it should be a heck of a game and a fun game to watch.
100%, Coach. I want to talk to you about my last name, say Don McHenry. I like his same last name. So talk to me about Don scoring, look at guard, our community college there that you got, man. How he gives it, it's to your offense, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, Don's always been able to score the basketball. You know, I mean, he in high school, he scored a bunch of points. In junior college, he scored a bunch of points. It's just always been what he did. And towards the end of the season, for whatever reason, he got into a little bit of a rut and wasn't scoring it at, you know, quite at the rate that he normally does, and wasn't getting to the free throw line at the rate that he normally does. But, you know, to his credit, he's such a good guy and such a good worker that, you know, he stayed in the gym, he stayed focused, and he stayed positive and stayed true to himself. And then, you know, when the chips were down, you know, he played well. He didn't score the ball extremely well against New Mexico State, but then about halfway through that Middle Tennessee game, he kind of got going a little bit, And you knew that he was back, and he was back in his rhythm. But Don's a great guy, and you know, a tremendous talent.
And another guy I want to talk about is Rodney Howard, coach, man, a 666 man of the year, Conference USA, come off the bench and accepting that role. You know, a lot of other guys want to start. So talk about Rodney accepting that role, being a star in his role, and doing what he does for your team off the bench, leading that bench unit that you all have is very, very potent.
Yeah, well, you got to give Rodney a lot of credit because Rodney started early on, and then he got hurt, and Babacar Faye, you know, he jumped in and he played well. And I never believe in, you know, you automatically just get your spot back. And to Rodney's credit, and this is really, really hard to do for a fifth-year grad transfer who's coming to Western Kentucky to win, but he's also coming to put up some numbers so that he can go play professionally. You know, it just goes to show what a great guy Rodney is and how being a team player is more important than his individual stats and goals. So he came off the bench for us, but, you know, he played starters minutes. I mean, those guys basically split minutes all year long, and we've had a lot of production out of the post between those two guys. And obviously we'll need that production to continue on Friday for us to have a chance to beat Marquette.
And I wanted to talk to you about Tegan as well, Coach Lutz, the all-freshman team, man. The freshmen in this new age of college basketball are not spotlighted very much. So talk about what Tegan did for you coming in as a freshman, and what you see for him in his development going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Tegan obviously is a guy that just worked and worked and worked. He never complained. He never, got angry. He never sulked. He never pouted. He just every day he just kept working. And, you know, as he got his opportunity and as the game slowed down for him and he got more comfortable playing every day with those guys, once he got in the game and he just took advantage of it and he just kept growing and growing and growing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people say that I'm not the sharpest guy in the world. I should have been playing him earlier. And that might be true, but you know, I just give Tegan credit for staying the course and continuing to fight and scrap every day. And then once he got his opportunity, man, he kicked it out and knocked it out of the park.
Well, I love Tuco Lux, man, seeing on TV, man, all the red down there, man, in Huntsville, man. Talk about the support of Hilltopper Nation and how they really have you all back, man, travel to see you play, man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've been to a home game here and you know how they love basketball. And, you know, it's been 11 years since the Hilltopper Nation has been to the NCAA tournament. And, man, they came out in droves and supported us, obviously, at home. And then when we were in Huntsville, man, they were fantastic. I mean, I would say three quarters of that arena, maybe even more than that, were definitely dressed in red and Hilltopper fans.
And Lutz, well, like you said, man, coming to see you guys play on a cold Saturday morning, man, and 4,000 people shows up to see you all play, man. So the support you have in ghetto, man, and up in Bowling Green and BG, that area, man, one of a kind. Hilltopper fans love basketball. It's if you average 4,000 fans this season, a game over that much, man, it just speaks to how much they care about basketball and how much they care about Hilltopper Nation up there, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. These people are fantastic. And the good thing about Hilltopper fans is that they know basketball. You know, I mean, sometimes you have fans that just support because it's WKU or support because it's, you know, whatever school, but these people, they know basketball. They know good basketball. And when they see it, they appreciate it.
Wonderful. So Coach Lutz, man, thank you for your friendship always, buddy. And I'll see you soon, man. And good luck to you this week, man. And just for Marquette, my brother.
All right. Sounds good, Jared. Always good to catch up.
All right, buddy. See you soon, buddy.
All right, man.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.